Question and answer?
No, I'd like to have you tell me the story that you just told me about.
Okay. Story about the big one, Franklin, USS Franklin.
Right.
We had launched air strike early that morning, and I was on the 4-8 watch, 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. on the air search aircraft. And I don't know the time, but it was before we were late for breakfast. You're always late a little early for breakfast when you're on the 4-8. And I picked up the radar contact on the air search radar. And I don't remember the miles, but it was probably 30-35 miles out, something like that. And I reported that I had an unidentified, what we call a bogey.
Mm-hmm.
And so we reported it, and then we put a plot on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, a minute later, then you get another, 30 seconds later, and you determine what his course is and what the speed is. We had no known friendly aircraft in the area. We reported it to the flag, which I think was on one of the carriers then. No one else in the task group could pick up the bogey. But we had a very good signal, and we tracked it in until one of the picket destroyers also had a visual sighting and reported that they had it and it was identified as Japanese. When that happened, we sent an air defense aboard ship, which made that everybody concerned with any aircraft went to battle station. My battle station was a surface prowler, so I didn't have anything to do during air defense, so I went out on the second bridge, which is, you know, CIC is there. I saw the plane coming, and everybody was firing at the blown aircraft, so were we, single engine. She somehow slipped through all the enemy aircraft fire. And the Franklin was approximately 1,000 yards off of Fort Battle.
Mm-hmm.
And the aircraft dropped a bomb on the floor part of the flight deck and the after flight deck. And then the Franklin started exploding and burning because she was in the aircraft. We had to make a sharp turn to the starboard to keep from going through a bunch of men that were in the water. The Japanese plane contended onto the edge of the formation, and one of the CMD aircraft of the Franklin shot the plane down. So that was, no one could understand what we were really not prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because one lone ship picking up
one bogey,
and no one else having it. That you might be, you know, picking up some static or something on your radar.
Yeah. But nobody questioned it or checked into it.
We were a little late.
Mm-hmm. About what year was that? Do you remember what year?
Well, everyone knows when the Franklin was hit. I don't remember if it was 44 or early 45.
Okay.
It was, I thought the plane was, after she dropped the bombs and she turned to port and hit it right for the North Carolina, surely she was going to crash into us on the signal bridge. Matter of fact, everybody started moving up to that ship.
Yeah.
Got so close you could literally see the pilot, and he turned and went right down the side of us, our ship, right. You could feel like you'd throw a rock at him on the.
Yeah, that's it. Now, what was your ranking or what position were you at that time?
I think at that time I was a Red Arman third class.
Okay.
I was either Red Arman third or Red Arman second.
Okay.
I got busted one time.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Nothing bad.
Nothing bad.
No, just wearing civilian clothes in Pearl Harbor when you weren't supposed to, and breaking curfew when you weren't supposed to.
And why did you wear civilian clothes?
I met a little girl over there I had to date.
And you couldn't take your uniform?
You had to be,
I think they'd be impressed by the uniform.
You had to come back to the ship earlier. Military personnel had to leave these places before civilians did.
Oh, you wanted to stay longer, the whole idea.
And we had curfew in Pearl Harbor. Everybody had to be off the streets at a certain time.
Okay. If you were in the Navy then.
Everyone did, even civilians.
Oh, really?
But for civilians, it's a $5 fine if you go to prison. Really, it wasn't written out to anything much.
Yeah.
But if it was military breaking curfew, it was far more serious. The girls will get you in trouble. That's the moral of the story.
Okay.
And I was single.
Okay, we got that. We got that on
19 years old.
Well, great. I'm glad we had to tell this story. I should put your name on here too, Everett Beaver.
Everett Beaver.